A large coalition of consumer advocacy, nonprofit, and religious groups is calling on state legislators to scrap a controversial short-term lending bill. The legislation passed through the state Senate and now awaits a hearing in a House committee. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, while some lawmakers say the proposal gives more options to Hoosiers with bad credit, opponents say it will only worsen their financial situations.
When Stephen Bramer returned to Indiana after serving during the war in Iraq, the transition to civilian life was rocky.
I was in construction my whole life, and when I came back, I was working for an engineering company. And I was doing good at first, but I was drinking a lot also.
He came to a VFW in Hammond for help and eventually found a new purpose, helping other veterans navigate through the changes that come with returning home. But he soon hit another roadblock, a lengthy custody battle that Bramer struggled to afford.
I mean, at one point, my lawyer was ready to drop us.
So he did what he thought was best at the time. Bramer took out a payday loan to cover the legal fees, and that started a vicious cycle.
I tried paying it off all at once. So if I took out like a $1,300 loan, I'd pay back like $1,800 on them first. Well, even that's unsustainable because then that's $1,800 less for the next month.
Republican State Senator Andy Zay says he wants to provide more options for people like Bramer who have bad credit but need loans. Senate Bill 613 would expand existing payday loans and offer new loan products.
So what we tried to do was create some options in that arena at rates that are 40 to 70% less than are currently available in payday lending.
Under the proposal, new 6 to 12-month loans would have a lower annual percentage rate than existing payday lending options, but it's still 192%. And the small-dollar loans would allow people to borrow up to $4,000 with an interest rate as high as 99%. That's against current felony loan sharking laws in the state, which the bill would also change. On top of that, the legislation increases fees. But Zay says it's necessary.
It is giving them access to something, and honestly, at a much better rate than is available in the current mode with payday lending.
But a long list of groups opposes the bill and rallied at the State House earlier this week. The coalition calls the proposal predatory and harmful to Hoosiers. Erin Macy is a policy analyst with the Indiana Institute for Working Families.
Now we're adding new products that are much larger, much longer. And so, yes, while the APR is only 192%, this is still an unaffordable loan that's conditioned on either access to your bank account or access to, say, your car title.
Macy says she wants to see Indiana legislators study payday lending before passing any bills expanding the industry. The national nonprofit policy group Center for Responsible Lending is also against the legislation. Director of State Policy Diane Standard says it creates an inescapable cycle of debt for borrowers. We talked to her via Skype.
If SB 613 passes, this will make Indiana among the top 10 worst states in the country for predatory lending.
That worries Bramer, who says the state's current payday lending industry does enough harm. He's still trying to pay off the loan he took out about a year ago.
As a whole, this is not a good option, and I hope that they do vote this down.
He hopes his story serves as a warning to legislators. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.